Hey guys.
Hey.
Welcome to another fantastic episode.
It's gonna be fantastic. I like the positive attitude.
A morning episode. I'm eating some breakfast.
Yeah, what kind of breakfast you got there? Yeah.
I'm glad he waited to eat on the podcast.
Steak, egg, and cheese.
Oh, you went for the steak, huh?
Okay, well, let's get into it.
Yeah, we should probably just start with the first track.
This is a music pod for everybody. Yeah. Listening pleasure. We're listening to
Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks.
Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks. It's like we're here.
Right.
Bill, I want to remind the listeners that music pods do not count for the 50 degrees and over thing.
That's probably good.
Let's get it started with track number one, Tangled Up in Blue. When I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast, Lord knows I paid some dues, getting through,
tangled up in blue. This album really starts with a banger.
It bangs. Bangs for Bill, sure.
Bill, what do you know about Bob Dylan?
Nothing.
I mean, but like, you must. But you. Have you ever heard the name?
Yeah. I've heard the name.
Yeah. Okay. Ryan, what year did this album come out?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'm full of them.
I'm not prepared to answer that one right now. Hold on one second.
Okay.
If I had to guess, I'd say 70s.
You'd say what?
74, maybe.
Or is that what you said? 74? Okay.
That's 1974.
And the correct answer is 1975.
This one's sausage.
Great.
Part of a balanced breakfast. Two McDonald's sandwiches.
Hey, I was pretty close.
So, you know what? Let's go to track two. Let's let Bill eat his food.
Track number two, Simple Twist of Fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade. As the light bust through a beat-up shade where he was waking up, she dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gates and forgot about a simple twist of fate.
So, Bill, we know that you are a big fan of people's voices.
Oh, I hate this guy's voice.
Oh, and
cannot stand it.
And sing-talking. Sing-talking is...
But the music on the first... I liked the music on the first one, and then his voice comes in and ruins it for me. But this track, the slower, more acoustic-y feel, fits his voice better, even though I still don't like it.
Okay. So you, in the first song, you probably prefer this version. Put on a little Dylan, sitting on a fence. I say that line is great, you ask me what it meant by. Said I shot a man in green, took his wife to Italy. She inherited $1 million, and when she died, came to me.
I way prefer that version. And I did recognize those lyrics. No, when I heard that song, I was like, oh, those are Hootie lyrics.
Did you know when you listened to Hootie that he's talking about Bob Dylan?
No. No, I had no idea he's talking about Bob Dylan.
Okay. Who do you think he's talking about when he says, put on a little Dylan, and then when he says, Bobby's so cool?
Is that what those words are?
Yep. Okay. All right. On to track three.
You're a big girl now. Time is a jet
plane. I love the way this sounds. Oh, but I can't stand this guy's voice. All we've shared can't last. I can change, I swear. Oh, see what you can do.
So this is a common criticism.
Please tell me that Bob Dylan is also like a musician, not just the singer.
What do you mean by that?
Like, he's not the vocalist.
He's playing guitar.
Yeah, yeah. That he's like the songwriter and the whole, just, like, this is just him.
Yeah, pretty, yeah. Yes. Pretty, yeah. I mean, he's a pretty big songwriter. He's pretty famous for songwriting. Yeah.
Did he write songs for other people or just himself?
Both.
So yes. Okay.
Yeah. He. I don't think the answer to that question is yes.
I don't think it's both either. Because
you said,
I knew he.
Does he write songs for?
Did he write songs for other people?
Songs for himself or other people?
No, I said, did he write songs for other people too, or just himself? And you said both.
Right. Should I say it? Yes.
Well, but if you say both, you say one of those answers is just himself.
I'm just saying.
I think the correct answer
also wasn't
A.
The answer. Right. Okay. Is all of the above?
No.
Like,
not all of the above.
Have you ever? Well, he wrote songs for himself and
yes,
other people.
But obviously, he wrote songs for himself. And my first question was. And for other people, which is the correct answer.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Or only himself.
Wouldn't that be a fun move? Wouldn't it be fun if you were a really good songwriter, but you only played covers and sold the songs you wrote to other people?
That would be a power move for sure.
You know, Bill, this album, I figured we should try Dylan for you. I knew you wouldn't like it. But this album, I picked this album specifically. I think he has some other albums that people might like as much or more, but this song is always in the conversation in the top, at least 20, usually top 10 and best albums ever made.
Okay.
So let's hit the next track.
Idiot Win, the track four.
This song reminded me of Rick.
Idiot Wind.
You guys grew up watching Animaniacs, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
His voice reminds me of Yakko Warner. Or maybe Wacko.
Yeah, I mean, I could give you that.
The younger one.
Look, when you heard that when you know of the name Bob Dylan, do you know anything about his voice? Like,
no.
Do you know that that's a thing?
No.
So you don't know, like, the lore that, like, he is a terrible... I mean, he's not a great-voiced
no.
man.
No, it's like when I hear someone say, Taipei. I know it's a city, but I don't know where it is.
Okay, got it.
Cool.
Is it in China? Is it in Taiwan? I don't know.
It's a sticky subject, actually.
Great anecdote for the Bob Dylan episode.
Right. Just add a little bit of
actually, I brought it up because Rick and I were talking about it earlier, and I was like, I think it's in Taiwan, which China would consider to be China. And I go, I think it might be the capital of Taiwan. And Rick said, isn't that Bangkok?
It's the other right. Thai place.
Nothing left to do but go to track five. You're
well,
gonna make
me lonesome.
You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
I've seen love go by my door. It's never never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long. When something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lose.
He's also playing harmonica, Bill.
Apparently. He's not playing it and singing.
Does anyone?
Well, actually, he is, because he's not. It's not happening at the same time.
But in the real world, if you went to see Bob Dylan in concert, he's not going to play the harmonica and sing at the same time.
Would you mean, wait, do you mean literally at the same time, or do you mean he's not going to play the harmonica because he has to sing?
I mean, literally at the same time.
No, but he will play the harmonica.
I know there are people that have them, like, hanging over their face like headgear braces.
And guess so who that is?
Bob Dylan.
Who?
Like, I think he might have built that thing.
Yeah.
He was like, he always did that. He's the guy that does that. That's why I was trying to get to, what are you talking about?
Check out. Shit, I forgot what it's called. It's in Portland. It's the hair place. Man, they've been sponsoring us for 2 years. What's it called? It's called Hairpin Salon. That's what it's called. Yeah, check out Hairpin Salon in Portland. Google it.
Hey, listeners, I just want to let you know, this episode is riddled with technical difficulties. We apologize in advance, but we'll try and get through
it. It'll be smooth as silk when I put it out.
On to the next.
Meet Me in the Morning, track number 6.
Say for me that I'm all right, though things get kind of slow. She might think that I've forgotten her. No teller.
Cool.
All right. So, what's been happening in your mind while you get through this album?
Why would someone who is notoriously known as a shitty singer have an album that was considered one of the best albums ever?
I don't know if he's known as a shitty singer. It's just that you know that the Bob Dylan sings like this.
Yeah, he's not known for his vocal talent, but the information he's conveying is important and interesting and musical.
When you listen to, well, actually, you know, oh, I don't know if I've told you guys this, but I watched this documentary about We Are the World.
Okay. Yeah.
And Bob Dylan is on that song. And it's kind of funny to watch because he's toward the end and he's such a weird dude. Like, he's real quiet and he's kind of watching, and he's not like, these people that are in that thing are so famous and they're so pop stars, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I can't sing this thing, you know? And he's singing after, you know, Springsteen and stuff. He's like, I don't know. He nails it for what he was trying to do, but it's really kind of weird to watch. He's just kind of a strange guy.
On his Wikipedia page, I don't know that I've seen this of a lot of other people, but he has at least 8 other names. It's just they have his name born as Robert Allen Zimmerman, but
yeah.
Other names, they have his Hebrew name, Elston Gunn, Billy Boy Grunt, Bob Landry, Robert Milkwood, Thomas, Tedham Porterhouse, Lucky Wilberry, Boo Wilberry, Jack Frost, Sergei Petrov, and Zimmy are all his
nice.
Other names.
Cool. Well, he must have performed under stuff a bunch of times.
I guess.
You know, like with the Wilbury thing, that must be the Traveling Wilburys.
Probably, yeah.
And then, you know, stuff like that. Okay, let's go to the next song, and then we'll talk about some more Bob Dylan stuff.
Lily Rosemary.
What are the Traveling Wilburys?
Oh, listed.
Bill.
Listed.
It's a super group, Bill.
Okay. Super band, as he calls them.
Yeah. Can you, do you know who Bob Dylan is?
No.
Do you know who Tom Petty?
I thought we'd established
How about Tom Petty?
And the Heartbreakers.
Yeah. How about George Harrison?
A Beatle.
Yeah. Jeff Lynne?
No.
Roy Orbison.
Pretty Woman?
Yeah. Those guys are all the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah. They were in a band.
Okay. Bill, have you listened to Tom Petty before?
I know a couple of his songs, like everything else in the world.
Oh, we have to fire up some Tommy Boy. All right, next song.
Track 7, Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack Parts.
The festival was over and the boys were all planning for a ball. The cabaret was quiet except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway looking like the Jack of Hearts.
So
I think I liked this one. I think this was my favorite one of the album.
Mm. Why?
I just liked that it was upbeat and it sounded good and I liked it.
Cool.
Bill, do you know?
I don't know. What makes a song good? Who knows?
You don't know. Why? Do you know why Dylan was famous? Why? How he started?
No.
Okay, Bill. What are you doing? Why are you on this podcast? If you're not going to pay attention,
I think this is why.
Or answer questions or pay attention, why are we doing this?
I am paying attention. How many ways are you going to come up with to ask me if I know who Bob Dylan is?
Well, I didn't ask if you know who he is. I asked if you knew why he was famous.
You did twice.
Have you ever heard the controversy, the term Dylan goes electric? Have you heard anyone say that in your life?
No, never. Okay.
So there was a really famous moment in time in the 60s. I think it was probably like 65-ish. Dylan was known as a big time political activist, right? He wrote protest music, anti-war stuff, those kind of things. And then he performed live at a concert and he played an electric guitar, I think, and it might have been an organ or something on the thing. And the whole place booed him. And they say that this was a turning point in history when Dylan goes electric, because they think that he sold out and stopped making political music and started just making like pop music. But like, I don't know if I call this pop music. Right. You know, these songs are pretty they're still pretty like heavy and also just like
folksy too.
They're pretty Dylan-y. So anyway, so sometime in your life, I bet you'll hear that now that you know.
Okay. I'll keep my ears peeled.
Okay, great. Let us know when that happens. I mean, it happened.
Next track.
Track number 8, If You See Her, Say Hello.
All right. It's already down.
This podcast is supposed to be educating Bill, but he's just so adverse to learning.
That I've forgotten her. Don't tell her it isn't so.
So, you don't like his voice. There are a couple of songs you like. How this
you
one?
You don't like to talk about him.
We shouldn't do these unless you're gonna. I don't know.
Unless
we need to come up with a better. We need to come up with a better format for these musical ones, because it's just like, nope, don't like that track. Nope, don't like that track.
But that's,
what do you want me to say?
Why,
it sucks.
Why? What don't you like about it?
I don't like the way it sounds. I don't like his voice.
You have. There's nothing you can say about these songs that you understand why someone would like them, or maybe if
why
this other band played them.
Bob Dylan, Rick.
I don't. I think Dylan is fine. I like. I'm definitely a hits Bob Dylan hits kind of guy. I don't know.
Are there any on this album?
Yeah, Tangled Up in Blue and Shelter from the Storm.
Okay,
which we haven't gotten to yet.
The next track.
Okay.
Right. The final track.
Well, let's listen to a Bob Dylan hit and then talk about
it. Let's do it.
Track number 9, Shelter from the Storm.
"'Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was
virtue,
the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm."
This one I hated. I hated this song. It sounds like, what's that? it has the same sound to another song I've heard before.
Okay.
Oh, what's that? Down on the corner, out in the street. That Creedence Clearwater Revival song.
It is, yeah.
It's got like that same guitar sound and that like do 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 do.
See,
do 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 do.
I do like how Bill, he does this a lot. He'll be like, I got this song. Oh, it just makes this one noise all the time. And he'll do it and then be like, he like makes it a different song.
Right.
That's the Creedence Clearwater song.
It sure is.
And it sounds just like this one.
Uh huh. All right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, one more track.
Yeah.
What? What more track?
I've got Buckets of Rain.
Oh, yeah, it's on there.
Track number 10.
I like the smile in your fingertips. I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you is bringing me misery.
Sounds like a bucket of rain.
Well, let's wrap it up here. Hey, listeners.
They're not all diamonds. I'm sorry.
I'm going.
They're not all going to be winners.
We had a lot of technical difficulties. We had a lot of bill difficulties. And so I think I'm going to get I'm going to pick an album that maybe he'll like next time. Bill, what's your final?
We don't do that. We don't announce that.
I'm not going to announce it. I just said.
Well, don't.
I was apologizing to listeners for this horse shit.
Good. You should.
Bill.
You should apologize to me.
No, for this I should. Horse shit. Bill, what do you rank Blood on the Tracks?
Well, I hate it. I'd never listen to it again. I didn't like any of the songs. I don't like the way this guy sounds. But I will say this.
Okay.
From now on, when we're playing this game at bars or concerts where I'm trying to guess who the artist is, I'm going to get Bob Dylan right. So I'll give him a 25 for that.
Wow.
25-er.
I bet he's happy about that.
Let's see.
Have you seen him live?
I have. And that's one of the reasons I dislike him more than I used to. Bob Dylan, when you see him live, will perform songs in he'll play like no hits, or when he does such weird, dumb voices that you can't even understand or identify the song he's singing.
It's what he does anyway.
Nope,
he has a dumb voice.
I'm telling you that the voice he uses that you've been listening to today sounds like Celine Dion compared to what Bob Dylan will do live in concert on purpose to make you not like him. He's a very interesting gentleman. I don't know.
Why would you want me to be introduced to this music then?
I am trying to just give you some history. This is the miseducation of Bill. And so
the miseducation of Bill.
I think you missed a syllable there.
I'm looking on Rolling Stone's top 100 or top 500 albums of all time. And on this list, I'm just looking real quick at the top few. Number 18 is Bob Dylan Highway 61 Revisited. And I haven't gotten to the top 10 albums yet. I'm doing that right now. I'm just trying to check and see.
While you're looking at that, Rick.
Number 9, Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks. He's got 2 albums in the top 20 best albums of all time. And this is number 9.
According to Rolling Stone, who I also don't like.
Not the Rolling Stones. The magazine.
So, on the Climometer rankings, this is the fourth most hated album we've reviewed.
That sounds about
Nevermind
right.
by Nirvana.
I'm guessing. No, hang on. What's worse? So you were going to say Nevermind is worse,
it's
right?
The worst at 13.
Okay. Oasis has got to be down there.
Nope.
Oh, what else did I hate? The Rolling Stones.
I need to put that on here.
Episode 1 of this podcast.
Yeah, I need to put that on the music because that was before we started the actual music podcast. So
The Rolling Stones got a 44.
Yeah. Oh, that's way up there then.
That was like the first thing that ever happened.
They're just a little bit.
I didn't realize the
what
depths of how bad. I didn't realize the depths of how bad things were. I thought that was going to be like a really bad score.
You know, you like them just a little bit more than you liked Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, these days of 40. These days of 44 is something to write home about.
44 would have put it with Hotel California and OK Computer. You've got two other albums that are below Blood on the Tracks at 25. You want to shoot another guess out there?
Let's see. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club bullshit.
That was a 30.
Okay. I don't know.
Oingo Boingo and Room on Fire. Okay. Room on Fire at 20, Oingo Boingo at 24.
Who sings Room on Fire?
The Strokes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Didn't like his voice. Didn't like the yelling.
The yelling. Yeah. Lots of yelling.
Lots of yelling. Shouting. Screaming. No, it's screaming, not yelling. That's what he hates. Well, I think it about wraps it up for this week. I really want to thank all of the listeners out there. We really do appreciate you. Please take a minute to check out our socials. We are on Instagram at Miseducation of Bill. We are on Twitter at Miseducation of Bill. And please, please email us at miseducationofbill@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and like us on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on all of the major apps, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere else you can find your podcasts. A special thanks goes out to Wyatt Only and The Wreckage for letting us use their music on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and at WOATW.com.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. Bye, guys. Bye. Succubus out.
line for the guillotine. So pour another drink.